They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Are these the skinny cat bankers?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. You'll remember last week, President Obama met with the CEOs of America's largest banks, called them fat cats. Today, he meets with the little guys. A dozen community bankers are trooping to the White House. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer tells us the president's expected to echo what he told the big banks, make more loans.
The White House wants to create more jobs. Small businesses are normally big job generators, but they say they can't get loans, so they can't hire anyone. Normally, community banks make a lot of those loans, but they say bank regulators are telling them to tighten up their lending standards. Camden Fine heads the Independent Community Bankers of America.
The administration and Congress are saying lend, 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 and the bank examination forces are saying conserve, conserve, conserve.
Fine says the community bankers will tell President Obama to rein in the regulators. Bill Black is an economist at the University of Missouri. He says President Obama can't do that.
Is he going to tell the regulators back off, go back to being the morons that helped to allow this crisis to occur? He can't say those things out loud.
Bank examiners show no signs of letting up. They shut down 7 banks just last week. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Corporate deal-making is picking up. The financial services provider State Street says it'll buy an Italian security services business for more than $1.8 billion in cash. This follows deals announced yesterday in the health products and mining industries. And traders seem to like that vote of economic confidence. European markets are up by more than 0.5%. Yesterday, the Dow added 85 points, closed at 10,414. OPEC oil ministers said this morning they're keeping oil output where it is. It's the fourth time this year they've met and decided to keep production unchanged. Asian markets rose today, up almost 2% in Japan, where a weaker yen boosted shares to a three-month high. Today, Beijing said it regrets a decision by the World Trade Organization that sides against China. It has to do with market restrictions China put up against makers of books, movies, songs, and video games. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The Chinese rules that got struck down restrict Hollywood and other media providers. These industries have had to distribute their products through Chinese state-owned middlemen. With the WTO ruling, Beijing is expected to cut them out, so it'd be good for Hollywood. But Wilmer Hale attorney Lester Ross in Beijing says it's not the final act. There are other hurdles in China.
China's fundamental controls with respect to censorship and the actual number of films that are imported for theatrical release, those will not change under the WTO decision.
U.S. video game designers are also watching. Shanghai lawyer Greg Pilarowski says the Americans are largely frozen out of China, but that could change depending on the new rules. And China's online game sector is big.
A lot bigger than movies, and it's a lot bigger than music. It's the one that potentially could be the most lucrative to foreign companies.
If Beijing ignores the ruling, the U.S. could impose trade sanctions. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. And is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit americanpublicmedia.org.
A federal judge could rule any day in a dispute over the Delaware River. The states on either side of the river are fighting over whether to deepen the Delaware to help cargo ships get through. Reporter Joel Rose says it's being cast as a battle between the environment and much-needed jobs.
There are some big ships that dock at the Port of Philadelphia, like this one. It's delivering containers of fruit from Chile. But the largest ships can't make it here because the Delaware River isn't deep enough. Port officials say that's a big problem for the 45,000 people who make a living off these docks.
We need to deepen the river to be competitive in the international marketplace.
John Esty is the chairman of the Philadelphia Regional Port Authority. He says the Delaware River is only 40 feet deep, while ports in Baltimore and northern New Jersey are getting even deeper to accommodate bigger ships.
Every other East Coast port is either already at least 45 feet or going to 50 feet at the moment. We are the only one that is not.
Congress authorized the deepening more than 15 years ago. If Pennsylvania were the only state involved, it probably would have happened by now. But the river also passes through New Jersey and Delaware. Environmentalist Maya Van Rossum says the project would stir up harmful chemicals trapped in the muck at the bottom of the river.
It's not just reintroduction of toxins into the food chain and into communities, which most certainly will result from a deepened channel, but it's also threats and harms to aquatic species.
Last year, Delaware officials refused to grant a permit for the project. Then the Army Corps of Engineers decided it didn't need permission and announced plans to start deepening the river anyway. For now, the issue is tied up in federal court. Bo Biden is Delaware's attorney general.
The Army Corps of Engineers has decided to ignore the laws of the state. They need to follow Delaware's law before they begin to dredge waters in the state of Delaware.
But supporters of deepening the river say Delaware is just dragging its feet. If the project doesn't get underway soon, Philadelphia Port Chairman John Esty warns that international shippers will take their business elsewhere.
It's going to say to the world, we're not interested in doing the things that are necessary to bring you here, to be welcoming to you.
A judge is expected to rule soon on Delaware's objection. If the Army Corps of Engineers gets the green light, deepening the Delaware River could begin next month. If it doesn't, there's no telling when or if the project will happen. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Finally, Laredo, Texas could soon be America's biggest city without a bookstore. The town's B. Dalton will shut down next month. It's one of 49 B. Daltons being closed nationwide by parent company Barnes & Noble. Some Laredo folks are complaining about the town's priorities. It can't support a bookstore, but it is considering building an indoor snow park. This is Marketplace Morning Report. Visit us online and watch me jam the week's business news into a 60-second poem. That Marketplace Minute video is up at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.